This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. No one does a cover song quite like Cat Power. Cat Power, the performing name of Shawn Marshall, recently released her third album of cover songs, called, appropriately, Covers. But don't go into it expecting a karaoke party or something. Shawn transforms songs. She inhabits them. She recreates them, makes them entirely new and entirely hers. Today, you'll hear Shawn talk about her philosophy around reinterpreting other people's songs and what it was like doing a cover of one of her own songs for this record. And you'll hear the story of her meeting her idol, Bob Dylan. That conversation is coming up in just a moment, but first, you'll hear her perform one of the covers from her new album. This is Cat Power, recorded live for World Cafe.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was so long ago. Jimmy was love, he was the king of my nights. In the darkness, the radio playing low, the secrets that we share, the mountains and moon, caught like wildfire against the wind. I thought, well, my friends, they took all I own. Found myself further from my home. Guess I lost my way. Oh, there were so many roads. I was living to run and running to live against the wind.
Maybe it took you a minute to realize that was a cover of Against the Wind, originally by Bob Seger, but there, performed by Cat Power live for World Cafe. You'll also find that on her new album called Covers. Today, Cat Power's Shawn Marshall is my guest. We're going to talk all about that record, but first, Shawn, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you. Hello. Good morning.
You said that right before we started recording, you said Against the Wind is your favorite song on the album. Why is that?
For the first day, the first thing that we did, the reason why Against the Wind is my favorite song is because I did it. I jumped in the vocal booth and then I thought, now what do I sing? And I thought, okay, well, you know, I had an incident with an old friend in the summer and he had a really, you know, when someone gets devastated by something, you know, heartbreaking, mm-hmm. they have a moment, right? And he had a devastating moment and he's a little older than me. And so I thought, what can I play that'll, you know, warm him up. Like, you know, he's got to get through this right now. So I just turned on Against the Wind on the stereo, and he, it worked. He looked at me, wiped his eyes, and he was able to hold his chin up. And so I said, maybe that's the song I should just throw out there. And that's how that day went.
You changed the lyrics to Against the Wind quite a bit there. So when you're jumping in that booth.
I always do that because I feel like in, you know, music for me, like dance and music for me are the most, like the artist is always, available to make transitions, which cross over through time, you know, because things happen in life, you know, social structure, different things. So I think it's normal to change lyrics.
I know you love to cook. Are you the kind of cook who follows a recipe to a T, or do you improvise?
When I was 23, I got this book called, no, 24, I got this book called The Joy of Cooking. And I thought, this has got to be like the Bible of cooking, you know? So I took it home. I would just read like the recipe, but I think part of it for me was reading the critique of the recipe. Like if I get a book, if I know about a movie or something, I can't stand trailers and I can't stand reading book jackets and stuff.
Why is that?
I got to learn for myself.
Would you say that there's a connection there for you between cooking and making music?
Oh my God. And sex and dancing and laughing and love and sadness, you know? Yeah. All of the emotions when you're doing something that involves, you know, your own craft while you're focusing and you're creating something and it's involving your senses. In my experience, there's music in my memories, in my mind, in my thoughts. You think about a lot of things when you're preparing a meal for someone you love or yourself or your friends or your son. You're thinking about all kinds of things. And I feel like in my memories, some of my greatest memories were, you know, my grandmother raised me when I was little, you know, till I was about 4 and a half. And, you know, those, if I think back, what were the happiest times of my life were like my little hands on the countertop, like, you know, I help you, Granny, and like take snap peas with her over at the table and help her flip the, you know, fried chicken livers or whatever, you know, like to me, there's a musicality. Oh, she was always singing too. She was always singing when she was cooking. And I learned that over the pandemic cooking for my son, he turned 5 and 6 during the pandemic. And my grandmother passed right before the pandemic started. And she was like, you know, my best friend my whole life. So it was very difficult to have my home phone right by the stovetop, mm-hmm. just glaring at me all day and knowing that I can't call her. But, and then I would start singing while I was cooking and I was like, oh, okay. So that's who taught me to sing. Cause I always took for granted that it was like my dad because it was a singer or my mom and dad's stepdad's records or When We Live With Mother's Finest or Patrick Kelly, all of his disco records or my babysitter, father figures. So yeah, cooking absolutely for me has a lot to do with music.
Is there a song that you remember singing with your grandma that we could play right now?
When she passed, that's all I could listen to. It was Elvis Presley's version of For the Good Times.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on. And this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning.
For the Good Times, Elvis Presley. I'm talking to Sean Marshall of Cat Power today. She has a new album out called Covers. To talk about some of those covers and some of those flavors that you kind of uncover in these songs, I want to talk about the Frank Ocean cover. And maybe you can kind of break things down for us, because it does seem like you tear things down and start fresh with some of these songs, or I mean, really all of these songs. Maybe you could tell us how you decided to cover Bad Religion and how it became sort of part of your repertoire.
I listened to that song and the lyrics, I couldn't believe the lyrics because about, I'd say maybe 10 years earlier or more. Yeah, 14 years earlier, I had had an experience that happened in New York City on the Bowery in a friend's apartment. And it was really, really, really dark. The energy, the people hanging out, it was bad. And so I had to literally run out of there. You know, someone was running after me and a cab slammed on the brakes and I opened the door and he looked at me and he said, "Do you need help?" And I said, "Yes, please, just drive." And I jumped in the car and I said, "Please go, hurry as fast as you can." And he did. And he was like, "Where do you want me to go?" I said, "Take any street, take a light, just keep going." And I was looking behind me and he had outrun. And I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "West Africa." Yeah, so this was 96. So I'd just gotten back from South Africa and had a bunch of experiences there that involved spirituality, not the church. And he said, "Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Yeah." And he began to pray. He was Muslim and he began to pray for me. Everything was fine, you know. So years pass, and then, you know, here comes this song. Oh, I'll listen to that song. When I heard the lyrics, "Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Take the streets if you want. Take, you know, just out, you know, keep the meter running, just outrun
right.
the
it's
demons."
Almost literally exactly what happened.
It is literally exactly what happened. And the reason I changed the lyric to, you know, "You need prayer, girl." Yeah. Akbar, I changed that because my fan base aren't predominantly Muslim, and to help them understand, that's why I changed the lyric, you know, "Praise the Lord," you know, so people that aren't Muslim would understand this, what's going on there.
Before we go on, I want to play just a clip of the Frank Ocean version of Bad Religion, that same verse we're just talking about. Here's a bit of the Frank Ocean one.
"Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour. So take the streets if you want. Just outrun the demons, could you?" He said, "Allahu Akbar." I told him, "Don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion."
So that's Bad Religion from Frank Ocean. I'm speaking with Cat Power's Sean Marshall today on World Cafe. We're going to hear you perform your cover of Bad Religion in full. This is Cat Power, live for World Cafe.
About my life, I can't
trust no one. And he says, praise the Lord, hallelujah, woman, woman, you need prayer. But I said it keeps hurting me. Phone cards, we can never make them love. We can never make them love. We're all just stuck praying to the invisible above. Love, love.
A live performance from Cat Power. That was the cover of Frank Ocean's Bad Religion. You'll find that on the latest Cat Power album covers. And we're hearing you perform a bunch of covers from that new album today. But you've also chosen to perform an original song from your 2008 album Jukebox called Song to Bobby. Why did you want to play this one live for us?
That's such a great story, that story of that song. So
tell
us. Don't know if you know the story. So that's another song that I usually like to play really slowly because the story is so important to me as, like, you know, a child of God Dylan, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like that you called him God Dylan.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
That's what I call him. So I was in the studio recording for that record and I got an email on, you know, a laptop, and I was checking my email and Bam was there, and I got an email that said, Sean, do you want to fly to Paris? A friend of mine from France. Do you want to fly to Paris this week, next end of this week, and do two covers of two fashion magazines. One's L'Officiel and one is Jalouse. And I can, you know, fly you over and put you up and I can take you to go see Bob Dylan. And I said, if you can help me meet him, sure. And then that was the email. And then about an hour later, I checked my email and he said, okay, I did it. But you have to be only you, you know? Okay, cool. So I closed the laptop and I just started singing, and that's the song. And that's what's on the album. And so I got on the plane. I was supposed to meet him before the show. And I'm crossing over into some, you know, when anyone tells a Bob story, like, it's like, you know, you're crossing a line. You know, when you tell the story, you cross the line because you reveal our man of mystery on earth, right? So
right.
I was like, okay, meet him before he plays. He always plays three encores, right? But long story short, I'm backstage. Roman Polanski happens to be sitting with me because I was yelling at him because I saw him going in the VIP entrance. And I was like, I don't know him, you know? But I was like, Roman, come with me because I know Bob want to see you. I just knew that he would want to see, you know, Roman. I just knew it. Anybody would know that. But anyway, even though I never met either of these people before.
Right.
And so Roman comes with me. We're backstage together. The tour manager comes in and he says, oh, no, he doesn't say nothing because I hear all along the watchtower. And I was fuming, like, I missed my opportunity. Like, I start losing my mind because it was before, I was supposed to meet him before he played.
You thought you'd lost your chance to.
Exactly. The guy comes back and he says, all right, come on, you guys, you can see the show. And he's like, well, sorry, you know, maybe in the, what do you call it? The intermission. And I was like thinking to myself, Bob doesn't do intermissions and, blah, 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 intermission. And then the bass player, Tony, comes out and he stands right next to me you know, I've seen a play a million times. He kind of stands right next to me, kind of pivots around, and then he kind of goes back through the curtain. And then the band comes out and they play the rest of the set, the show's over. And then the tour manager comes back out. Come on, if you want to meet him, come now. So I'm standing in the, you know, the loading. It's dark. There's an exit sign, red curtain, and like these doors, like that have a window in it. You go down this long hall that gets you to the tour bus. And it's just me and Roman. And Bob comes out. And he says, "Roman, how you doing, man? And you're looking good." And da 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 da. And then they embrace and stuff. And then he kind of arches it, moves his feet. He looks at my feet and I got these white shoes on, and he starts looking up, you know, to my eyes, and he starts at my feet and he goes, "So we finally meet." And that's my Bob story. But I started.
What did you say? What did you say to him?
Oh, a million and one things. Like that's off the record.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I interview a lot of artists, and I feel like Bob Dylan would be one where I don't know what I would say. You know,
number one, you don't know what you would do.
Yeah,
you don't know what you would get yourself
exactly
into. Yeah, and that's private.
We're going to come back and talk more about Bob Dylan in just a second. But right now, let's hear Cat Power performing Song to Bobby. Can you please be my friend? Song to Bobby, recorded live for World Cafe by Cat Power. That song is from Cat Power's 2008 album, Jukebox. I'm Raina Duras. My guest today is Cat Power's Shawn Marshall, talking about her new album called Covers, and as well as that song. That song is about going to see Bob Dylan play, meeting him. What have you learned about performing your own songs again and again from watching Dylan?
Right. Exactly. So that's one of the great, you know, because he's such a divinity of music history, you know, in the English language. The live version of that song, Song to Bobby, that you have for this show.
Yeah.
That I did. I started to play it more like uptone and more country, more fun, more, you know, less country blues. So, because yes, he taught me, he showed me just like Billie Holiday showed me, just like, you know, Kitty Wells or anybody, Ray Charles singing somebody else's song, you know, Otis Redding, anybody singing somebody else's song, can make it different. And, you know, with Bob singing his same songs for a long time, 65 years. I don't know. Is he 120 years old? I don't know. But
not yet.
Almost. He will, you know, but that's part of the joy of like what he, as a teacher, like that's part of the joy of like being with my ex's daughter when she was young and taking her, like being able to take different friends in my lifetime as a teenager to my adult life, being able to take a friend who's never seen Bob Dylan, to sit with this person who doesn't really know his music, but and to hear Bob play a song that I know is not the same music, not the same cadence, the same lyrics, but not delivered in the same way. And for right. that person who's never seen him live to say, oh my God, this is an idiot window. Incredible. I can't believe it. To hear somebody who's never seen him live understand that he's translating his own life story, you know, because that's, you know, that's why I skipped up that live version of Song to Bobby, because, you know, you play it so long and it just, your life, you grow.
Your life, yeah.
Luckily, we grow in this life, you know, and, you know, we keep enjoying what we do.
I should reintroduce you quickly. This is Shawn Marshall of Cat Power I'm talking to on World Cafe today. You covered one of your own songs on your new album, the song Unhate. It's a reworking of your song Hate from your 2006 album, The Greatest. The original sounds like this.
No one can tell you there's no more road to ride. Everyone will tell you there's no place to hide. There's no laws or rules to unchain your life. But the ones who do make it, the ones who can take it so bad, they made it out alive.
So that's a bit of Cat Power's Hate. And I understand Hate was a song that you did not like to play live. Why didn't you like playing it?
Every record I ever recorded, from the greatest was the last one, backwards. I was struggling with a lot of depression and I knew it, but I didn't know how to. And I went and tried to get help from different places and different avenues. So, yeah, so I was always suicidal, you know, from like teenager till the greatest, right? So that song was very difficult for me to play. And then in 2013, after the Sun record came out, I started touring solo again, you know, around the world. And I started picking up Hate again. And I went to South Africa again. I hadn't been back in 20 years. I swore I'd never go back there because of the horror that I saw in broad daylight every day with, it's not, you can't even call it white supremacy. It's not the right word. It's something so, it's a horror. But I decided, yeah, I'm going to go back. And so when I was standing in front of like mixed crowds of, you know, white and black, you know, South Africans singing, you know, my set list that I'd already you know, this was 2014.
Right.
That's when I changed the lyrics, when I was looking out at these human beings. And then when I got back from that trip, I discovered that I was with the child, you know, and then I had to continue my tour. That's when I started my North American tour again and went all over Europe. Me and my guitar did all of South America. And then by the time I was done, I was 7 months pregnant. And so that whole time I had already rewritten the, it had become Unhate from then on. You know, South Africa was the what's the word you say?
The catalyst?
Yes, for that. And then my being with child was the reason, like the earth, like carrying a soul, you know?
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, in the original, obviously, there's the line, I hate myself and I want to die.
Because it's about suicide, strictly about suicide. So if I'm carrying a soul within my soul, like, I'm not going to talk about ending my soul. I have a responsibility for,
yeah.
You know, when I was young. And this is difficult. I mentioned it when I was younger, you know, in a European interview once, because I thought maybe somebody, you know, I had an abortion when I was 20 because I wasn't mentally, I was terrified of, you know, so I felt, you know, if I ever get the chance again in my experience of life, I will be so fortunate to definitely take that joy, you know?
Yeah.
And do the best I can.
I mean, in the new version, the lyric is in the past tense. And I
absolutely.
Think that gets to sort of what you were saying earlier about, you know, being able to grow with your songs.
Exactly. That's, you know, it's emotional. It's like heavy, 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 heavy duty, you know? We're creatures, you know, every living thing, in my opinion, even a stone carries like a crystal or I guess carries a vibration. We are creatures of sound. You know, the trees communicate together. I don't know if you've read up on that scientific data, but
yeah,
like creatures from the ocean, creatures from the sky, cells vibrating. And, you know, we are creatures of sound, you know, and so these songs through all these centuries, they're like subconsciously, they chain us together, like in a positive way. You know, we can never, we'll pass people on the street for the rest of our life, never meeting them. And we could create huge community with tons of strangers just through what all these artists have bravely sang and spoken and written through their craft of song, you know, that unite us and stuff. So I'm just so lucky that I love to sing and that I'm allowed to, and I feel like a local band all around the world. And I just feel blessed. Like, I can't even tell you what an honor it is to like be like singing is my favorite thing in the world, you know?
Well, we are very lucky to have you. And, I'm excited to hear this and to play this for people. Recorded live for World Cafe, it's Cat Power, Unhate.
Anyone can tell you there's no more roads to ride. Everyone will tell you there's no place to hide. There's no laws or rules to unchain your life. But the ones who didn't make it, the ones who can't fake it, so glad we will make it all alive. Everyone loves the fun, everyone comes by. But in the wind I crunch, I wanted to die. The label gave me pills, let me drink my fill. But my heart wanted to go far away when nobody knows. Do you believe she said that? Can you believe she's gonna say that? Myself, and I want whole damn thing makes no sense. I wish I could tell you lies. Hey, come here, let me whisper in your ear.
Live for World Cafe, that was Unhate, song from the new Cat Power album Covers. My guest today has been Sean Marshall of Cat Power. Sean, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure.
You're so sweet. Thank you. It was a delight.
I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.